This is the daily text for May the 5th, 2016. Ever had two bosses? Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Consider this. Ever had two bosses? Most often it gets couched in the scenario where there is a solid line to one and a dotted line to another. It never works. I think this is precisely the issue in the encounter Jesus had with the young Wall Street executive, also known as the rich young ruler. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." He thought he had a solid line to God. Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. He learned he had a dotted line to money. Wesley had a lot to say about this. Here's a snippet. That to trim between God and the world is the sure way to be disappointed in both, and to have no rest either in one or the other. How uncomfortable a condition must he be in, who having the fear but not the love of God, who serving him but not with all his heart, has only the toils and not the joys of religion. He has religion enough to make him miserable, but not enough to make him happy. His religion will not let him enjoy the world, and the world will not let him enjoy God, so that, by halting between both, he loses both, and has no peace either in God or the world. Enough said. You know, that solid line, dotted line thing, it can work in an organization sometimes. It never works with God. The questions. Number one, how about this dilemma Wesley references? And I quote, "His religion will not let him enjoy the world, and the world will not let him enjoy God." See what he's talking about? There's a way of faith with which one can enjoy the world, and a way of living in the world in which God can be enjoyed. Have you found this dynamic way? Number two, what keeps you from giving yourself 100% to Jesus? What is your fear of doing this? And what does that fear communicate about the way that you see God? Would you name it? And number three, let me ask us the hard question. Do you serve money? Seriously, invite the Holy Spirit to illumine you on this issue. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.